I was going around and talk to some detailers for a little bit. Got a good group of guys here tonight. Marcus, what's cracking, my man?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You got your mouth full of food?
Mm-hmm.
What you got there? You got some chicken, got a little bit of Chick-fil-A sauce, one piece of cheese left, and one cracker.
One cracker.
What are we doing?
We are contemplating on getting more, but I think I'm done.
You got a hair in your food, bro.
Something like
that. Right there. Oh, that's not here. My bad.
I was still going to eat it anyway, but you know what I'm saying. Like that.
The importer.
What?
Red beard, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Hook this mic up to your beard.
No.
Come on, man.
Did you eat yet? I'm snacking. I ate earlier.
I figured, because you'll be the first one that goes, oh, his wings aren't here. Marty's wings aren't here, so you're very unimpressed. Gotcha.
I don't give a fuck about no Chick-fil-A.
No Chick-fil-A for you. All good, man.
Marty, we don't mind being here till midnight.
Everyone's pressing Marty because he's stalling, and it's started. It's supposed to start 45 minutes ago. We're right on time.
Hey, Marty.
We just ate for a good 30 minutes. We mingled for 15. We're right on time.
Yeah.
So we're right on time. Manny, what's going on?
You.
Say hi to the people.
Hello, people.
Manny's, how are we doing? Manny's teaching a class this evening on wet sanding. On
No, I'm just a spectator.
No. Oh, we're dry sanding.
And wet sanding.
We are dry and wet sanding. Manny's a man here in Tulsa. All right, we are back. Not sure what happened, not sure how much we got recorded of that or not, but we've got a good group of guys here, about maybe 10 or 15 or so guys from all over Oklahoma. We try to get together once a month to do a workshop, whether it's on wet sanding, dry sanding, marketing, insurance, mobile detailing, waterless detailing, whatever. But the cool thing about it is that these guys are detailers from all over Oklahoma. So here in the Tulsa area where, you know, we operate as my company, we've got competition that comes in, and we're all in one house here at the Total Auto Solutions warehouse, and we're learning together. So it's not quite often you see detailers in the same demographic or the same area, literally competition. I mean, one person might pull up Google and call me, and they might call, you know, Ian Porter, Redbeard's Auto Detailing the next minute, or vice versa. And it's just cool to have everyone here. There's no competition, you know, there's no pride. We're just here to learn and have some community. So I'm gonna walk back in here, see what's going on. I'm just gonna keep this thing rolling for a little bit, and just, you know, have you get the feel of how our workshops go. So let's roll on back up in here. What's up, man? How's business?
Pretty good. Otherwise, I'm a freaking weather.
Huh?
Otherwise, I'm a freaking
weather. The weather's horrible here, man.
It is.
You getting inside jobs this week?
Right now, I have one waiting on me right now. The lady dropped her car off.
Oh, yeah?
So it's at my house in the garage right now. I was like, here, I'm going to go straight and do it inside of it.
Yeah,
she fixed it up in the morning. Some bad shit. It's been raining out of the motherfucker.
Yes, yeah. It's supposed to rain all the way until Monday. So.
And then it's gonna get cold now.
Oklahoma just switches. I mean, it goes from like super hot to super cold. There's no in between. There's no fall. There's no spring. It's like summer and winter, literally. Yeah. Yeah. What's up front?
Yeah, he just gave me a little chance to play my Call of Duty. I just got it last night.
Mine's like right there at the front.
I just got my Call of Duty, so he just gave me a chance to play.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty sweet.
Oh, you got Call of Duty?
Yeah, the new one.
So you got some downtime. So you're not like me. I'm a workaholic. I'm still working. If there's no work to do, I'm just...
I know. I have my night job.
Okay. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I have a night job. I work at a glass plant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Car glass and shit like that.
Oh, cool. So you're mobile during the day and then at night. Wow, I didn't know that. You're a straight hustler, man.
Yeah, I'll get up in the morning and do like 4 or 3 jobs for the day. And then by 3, 4 o'clock, I go on to my night job, which I work till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Four in the morning. Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, that worked at 4 in the morning.
He'll set it up. Yeah, just give it to Ian. Man.
That's me.
That's what's up.
But my plan is to be, you know, I'm going to buy a carpet truck also because I'm carpet certified.
You do everything.
I used to work with Stanley Steamer. I used to work with Stanley Steamer, so I'm fixing to buy a carpet truck also and do that also.
Mm. Wow. You can't do it out of the same thing you have?
No, the trailer is set up different.
Oh, gotcha.
The trailer is mainly set up for cars.
You got a Ford Flex?
Yeah, it's right. The trailer is set up for cars. Mm-hmm. So the carpet truck now is set up for houses.
Gotcha. That's cool, man.
Yeah, there's good money on that.
Different revenue streams. I like it.
There's good money on the house cleaning. A lot of my customers always ask me, so, hey, if I do houses too, I always say, yeah.
Like cleaning in the inside of houses?
Yeah, the carpets and stuff.
Hmm.
But I went in Louisiana and I saw the guys down there, they pressure wash a house, mm-hmm. pressure wash house, and they like trailers, setting them up just for cars and houses. And they pressure wash houses, cut trees, all that.
This has been a really fun thing for us over the past couple of years. Definitely DJ and I, you know, who else going to see one? You going to
SEMA? What? Tremaine, you're not going?
Anybody? So a couple of years ago when we were at SEMA, what's up, man?
We're going to Vegas.
We kind of had the idea of putting this together, so how's it going, guys? It's been a lot of fun over the past couple of years. I know Darren, right? As you've come and you've learned from a bunch of everybody else in the community coming in, how has your business grown over the past couple of years?
Tripled. At least grown from, I'm not scared to do anything. I was scared to death to do a coding when we first started talking.
Yeah.
Now we'll do 5, 6, 8 a week.
Well, even in general, just your business from coming to it. Last night you were excited. You were like, I need to come be around people.
Yeah, I just needed to get away from, sometimes you get in the shop and everybody gets down and didn't have that positive attitude, and you get around here and everybody's willing to learn something, or I've learned a lot.
Wow, Tremaine. Did you just take credit for all that?
I mean, that was...
Oh, it spoke to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes we need that.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
We do need it.
Yeah.
It is part of what we've talked about a lot of community, and the reason why we want to lift everybody up. You know, tide rises, so do all the ships. Like, we want to continue to increase the culture here in Tulsa and in Oklahoma. I want a big shout out. Thanks, Dick. So, as everybody's grown and as just the more work it takes to do these things, super thankful for putting together, and not only this, like the different events. So, we've gone out and just hung out, which has been a lot of fun. Just grabbing beers and drinks, whatever, and just being around each other is a good time. So I think you're doing Oktoberfest?
Next weekend. Isn't it next weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oktoberfest next weekend. We'll all just meet there sometime. I don't know. I haven't really thought that far yet. I was actually
That's a week from now.
Yeah.
we'll get there.
So Thursday night, we'll let you all know.
Thursday night, we'll let you all know what time to meet us at Oktoberfest. But really, all we do is we just eat, we have a few drinks. And we chit-chat and learn from each other, and it's fun. I mean, you get to just ask questions, and you don't feel pressure or feel stupid, you know, and you learn. It's fun. So I encourage you all to come out to anything that happens with the Detailers of Oklahoma, because it is. It's like he said, he needed a break, so here was a great opportunity for him to come out and hang out with all of us. And so, you know, don't overwork yourselves. Save yourself some time and come hang out with us.
Definitely. I mean, and I think the reason I just pointed out, I'm really glad you came there. And I wanted to also think of some other guys that used to come a lot, like Garage Time, the way his business has grown. Kaiser, the way you started, and now you're there. Like, everybody has seemed to elevate over the past. Those that are staying active and are being a part of, and I don't even think it's just the group, so to speak. I think it's literally just when you're around other people of like mind and trying to grow together, you naturally. Everybody starts growing together. I think there's a lot of symmetry inside of, I know Tremaine, you talked a second ago about speaking the right words, and when you talk and you can speak into certain things of life. It also is just brotherly connection or sisterly. like just part. That's also part of it. There's a harmonious type deal that as we stay together more, we continue to lift each other up. You might go as iron sharpens iron, and so does one man sharpen another, right? Same concept as we continue to help each other out inside the group. When I see guys going, hey man, I've got too much work and this customer needs something, here's a phone number. Like, go to another state and see if that happens.
It won't happen.
It's not going to happen. Like, that's the brotherhood, that's the community that we've been trying to grow. So thank you guys for all your input and continuing to grow everybody else together. So we've got the man, the legend, the myth here tonight to resurrect the old Titan.
You take good care of it, though.
So we've got a lot of scratches. We've got a lot to do. Manny, introduce yourself for maybe one or two people here that don't know who you are, but...
Just some random guy.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
No, Manny Brown, teach out to Tulsa Tech.
Shout out. Look at that.
Yeah.
Went so, old school on
yeah,
it, didn't
Yeah, I had to, man.
Nice.
this is my passion. If it wasn't for the school, I wouldn't know half, if not 90% of you guys, you know, as opposed to, you know, just... And like you were saying before, the community is, the detailed community is like, okay, this is my bag of tricks, my secrets. Get your own people, get your own deal.
It was traditionally. Tight.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
That's how it was. But, you know, we, you know, and I got to give a shout out to this gentleman right here. What's your name, sir?
It's Bob, right?
My name is Bob. No, Tremaine Anderson.
Bob Anderson? Yeah, Tremaine
Anderson.
I got to give a shout out to him because, he opened the door to a lot of things, and then I picked up the slack and then kind of, you know.
From the school.
From the school.
Yeah.
Yes. So, just kind of kept all doors open, communicate, you know, if I found something cool or new product or, you know, somebody asked me how do you use that, what process did I use, that is right there. You know, and there's no two detailers in this room alike. We are not going to use the same process. If you pick up something, you're going to do it a different way. It's just technique. So, and it's good to be around people that
we
have
each
the,
put our own artistic expression.
Exactly. So if you hang around people, you're good as the people you hang around with. Your product, your environment. So if you keep it moving, I've hung out, red beer here, you know, I mean, I got a black interaction. Yeah, we go way back.
Oh, my God. Really?
But it's a community. It's like, you know, there's no beef, no, you know, nobody trying to do that. If it is, it's kind of like, you know, you do it at the problem or ignore it, you know. It's, me, I don't have time for that. I have no time for negativity. I like positive people vibes, you know. That's just me, you know. I don't interact.
Just a regular guy.
Just a regular guy.
Regular guy, so.
All right, cool. So we wanted, when Tiffany and I talked, what are some of the different ones that we've done that people really liked? What do you think that we could do? So this was one of the big ones. Even some of you guys were like, hey, man, when are we going to do that sanding thing again? You know, so we're going to show different. You brought some sandpaper. Is that wet, dry? How do you
dry.
Use it?
It's dry.
Dry.
Oh, it's dry too. Okay. Did anybody bring wet sand? No? Okay.
Well, I didn't mean to interact, but the way things are going now.
I get it. I was just asking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was just asking if anybody else brought anything else.
The wet hot covers up and hides what you're looking for. So once you scuff the surface, you can actually, you don't want to take all the peel away. You want to see the peel, and if you want to, you know, the water will cover it up. So if you can sand it and look and see if you can still see your scratch, jump right in. You know how to take a squeegee, dry it off, wet it, sand it, dry it off. It's too many steps.
Totally get it.
You want to streamline it.
Yeah. There's just a lot of people that still use wet sand.
Right.
Which is, once again, why I said I think you're here so they can watch you. They did not come to participate.
Okay.
He's a man.
We keep trying to put you up there. You don't want to take it.
He's still back here.
So we definitely don't want you guys. I mean, there's some sandpaper. We got some disc. We got the roofs. And I did. That's cool that I didn't know they had their own sandpaper. So have you used? Never used it?
It's nice.
Nice.
They have their own
sanded
patch.
I actually thought it was
a good thing.
Is that the new
sanded patch?
That's the new.
It looks new to me.
Yeah. They got a whole
new
maroon. Yeah. The maroon back. But they weren't roofed though. Oh, the pad itself. No, no, no. That wasn't it.
Oh, wow.
I used pads, like polishing pads from them, but I never used their sanding discs.
Yeah, they had sanding discs that were...
Any thoughts, first of all?
It was kind of like...
Anybody
denim,
done?
Like
who?
The inside
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, but they weren't roofs, though. It was something different company, though. But yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had, like,
those are good, though.
5,000. That's a different company?
Yeah.
What, so
was it roof? I don't think so.
Haven't ever sanded?
I'll get them.
But they're good.
Yeah.
No?
I use them all the time.
Yeah, so my interface pad.
Right, so
yeah.
Which is cool. So part of what he was saying, for those of you that never have sanded before, the traditional way that everybody's always
what
done it is squirt bottle, sandpaper, and rubbing it out. And that's what he's saying. Then you go dip it back down in water and keep going. We apparently in America are one of the last groups of detailers across the world that still use wet sand. Most everybody else has all gone to dry sand. And so that when Manny introduced this, what?
Probably a year ago.
Yeah. I mean, and I think he did it after the sanding class. And so we were all, you pulled it out when we had those hoods and stuff, and we were all like, well, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, watch this.
He's strong on the seamer guy.
He did fiddle with it.
I watched him in action. He strong armed the seamer guy for a few discs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did you work him out of a disc? Or two?
Or two. Seriously.
But that's when we were like, okay, and then you came and did a full sanding class, because I think that was just the rotary.
Yeah.
So tell us about how you found dry sand. I guess it was at SEMA?
Yeah, I was at SEMA 2-3 years ago. And so I was the big elephant in the room, that the pink elephant in the room was hair on fire, was 3M. Metaphor. So if you see something out of ordinary, you're not going to take your eyes off of it. Man, there's a pink elephant over there with his hair on fire. I got to see this.
His name's Tremaine.
And the pink elephant is 3M. 3M always has a big, huge, nice booth, nice cars and doors, customized paint jobs. You put an apron on and they throw you straight to the wolves. Get after it. That's the new, you know, blah, 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 this and that. And you go above. I look forward to doing that every year. There's a little small booth right outside the 3M booth. Excuse me, sir. What if I told you could save 50% in savings, money, and time? I'm like,
That's right. Some random guy just came up.
I'm like, that's cool, but I got to get this. I'm like, hang on, let me show you something. And so I'm like, okay, I'll hear your dog the pony show. And so he threw the machine in my hand. It was a little jitterbug, and I sanded it down. I'm like, where's your water? So you don't need no water. Blow it off. I'm like, okay. Yeah, and I blew it off and I kept going. And then I polished it out and I was like,
what happened?
Yeah. I was like, that was cool. And then he handed me a brown vanilla pad with everything in there for $8. And it was jam-packed. It was so much stuff that I handed out to my students in class. I was giving away so much stuff. And there were nobody. They was coming out of Japan. And like I said, it's a paper, it's you know, and it's reusable, and you know, and I didn't make it to the 3M booth. Long so, and I've been bragging and boasting about it ever since.
Yeah, and it does a great job.
Yeah. So, and it's, and you know, if you're gonna, I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you're gonna cry and complain about your product you buy and use, do another profession. You aren't as good as your product that you use. If you're going to complain about the compound, and then you get on the internet and you taking pictures and selfies of car you done, that's paying for everything. You're only as good as the tool you use. If you're a self-claimed mechanic, Are you going to buy your tools at the Dollar General, a wire pliers, a screwdriver? Or are you going to snap on a tool truck?
That's such your main answer. Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight. You buy that warranty, and then you go back.
He buys two at a time. That way, when that one breaks.
But if you're doing it all day long, if you're doing it all day, that's your bread, and you're making money with it. It's got to be comfortable. You got to have something left with all day when you get home. Your hands are aching and shaking, and you know, and you.
What do you got to do with those hands?
I don't know.
You got to work them out, man.
You know, but you're only as good as the equipment and the product you use. If I jump, you get jump. You know, that's just the way I try to use. I want the best from you, the best from you, the best from you, the best from you, and hands down. And I'll go all over the same show, and I'll try. I'll push everybody's buttons and try their product. If it's good or bad, I'll come over with a bunch of samples. He does the same thing. So I mean, it's. I'll try. If I like it, I'm with you. Not, you know. I'm not a salesman. I just whatever works really good. It's, you know, efficient. Bottom line. And this year, it's gonna be something new,
always,
different.
Yeah.
Always. You know, so this conversation we're having in about a month or so might be irrelevant.
Yeah. Just get to it, whatever you
need. Yeah. So it might be irrelevant. So.
That class we paid, Tremaine. If
okay.
Yeah, you got to pay a little bit to come to that one, you know. We paid to go to SEMA. We brought, you know what I'm saying. I need like 10.
What's the point?
I need like 10.
You
have
SEMA workshop.
So Tremaine wants us to have a workshop after SEMA, but I want to charge for that class.
Why?
We paid all that money to go to SEMA.
$200. Each individual.
Okay.
Nobody's going to. It'll be you and DJ that are here.
All right, I'm down. I'm down. Okay. Let's go to 50, though, because 200.
How about two?
$2?
Yeah.
So, how many times have you been to Zayman?
Twice.
Okay. Now, the first time you went, the products you've seen, have you seen those out yet?
Some of them.
So... Now, let you know how far ahead of me. I've been going since 08, and I went 3 years ago, and I'm still waiting for this product to come out. It still hasn't made it out.
It didn't make it because
here in the States, we're 6 years behind. We are 6 years behind, guys.
I believe that.
We got sloppy six, and Europe is so far out there.
But now, I have to say, see, they're charging, you know, $1,200 for a detail, and it's like they're paying. I wouldn't say that. I would say Jesus.
But at the same
time, what are you saying?
I mean,
they're spending that money. You know what I mean? So here, you know, we got to kind of work with our customers. You know, I've seen the video where you shared. Well, you were telling how, you know, well, he's in a small town and people aren't afraid to get COVID. You know what I mean? Well, I mean, you got your niche. You know, you're making it happen. You see what I mean? People are willing to pay for something. You know what I mean? So here.
All right. So you got to get the gist of it. That's how a workshop typically goes here. We've got Manny here doing some training on wet sand, or excuse me, dry sanding. But I'm going to go ahead and turn this off, excuse me, and get to work with them in there. We're just going around talking shop. It's just great, man. When you get a bunch of detailers together, I encourage anyone listening, honestly, just take that first step. Reach out to some guys that, you know, they may be competition. But they may have the same issues you have, and I guarantee you guys can share business back and forth as long as you guys keep it cool. And maybe not. Maybe it won't work out at all. But I think you can build a community within your community, and it's not all about, you know, who's the best and who's not the best and this and that. I mean, literally, you heard in there. I'm not sure if it picked it up or not, but there's a Facebook page we have for our Details of Oklahoma group, and we will literally, some people, and myself included, will go on there if I get a phone call. And I'll put on the group, hey, this guy needs his car done. He's in Catoosa, which is a city outside of Tulsa. He's in Catoosa. He had a pop spill on the headliner or soda, whatever you guys say, wherever you're at, pop or soda. What's the proper? No one's here to debate with me. Anyways, I don't know. But he had a soda spill on the headliner, and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I'll post it in the group, put the guy's phone number in there if the guy says I can, and the guy gets his car done. I didn't do it, but I still, you know, helped another detailer out here that didn't have the work to do, you know, didn't have the work that day or was available that day, and it's just how we roll here. So I encourage you guys to try and do that. You don't have to do any fancy workshops like we do, but definitely, definitely look into building your community there, because I guarantee you, the guys here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the surrounding cities here in Oklahoma, we are so much further along because we build a community with each other, and we have, you know, open hands. We're not closed fists. We don't keep all our secrets to ourselves. You know, we had guys tonight bring in their polishers, their sanding discs. You know, we brought some food for a little potluck, and we're just all competitors. I mean, at the end of the day, but together we grow. I think they say that you know, as the tide rises, so do we, or whatever the hell Marty says. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to quit rambling and cut this off, head in there, and then I'll probably pick back up towards the end of this workshop tonight and just catch the tail end of it. So, all right, hope you guys make it a great day.
You melt that So remember that when that was brown and that had a sharp edge? So what we done, we rounded it off. And so it scratches there, but it's not there. So what we did was we rounded that sharp edge off. And it's there, but it's not there.
Do you?
So, but you don't have that sharp edge. You put your fingernail in it. You got rid of that.
Are you gonna leave that? Is that
I would leave that.
Okay.
Because you risk burning the paint or making a bald spot.
Because I'm getting that. Just kind of that's where I was always wanting.
You just take it.
But with the scratch right like that, the dirt won't get trapped there as much and it won't show up.
Look at that.
You knock the sharp edge where it can't fall off to that valley and stuff. So, like from right here, if this light wasn't here, you wouldn't know that scratch was there. But under these lights, you can see it.
That's what I was always wondering.
So we had these nasty brown scratches there, and then, so that gets dirty, you won't see that. Especially if you coat it. Yeah, that coating is. See, this is what it looked like before. This is after.
And so,
right. But like I say, if you push that too far, that's when you make the paint slick and you lose the peel. And so we went from this as opposed to this right here.
I can do that.
So let me get some more.
Finesse. Don't ever get in a hurry.
So like all of these ice pops
are going to be well, it's probably good.
Run over that section right there
and see where we're at. I don't see
you keep working at it till it's almost gone.
You want to preserve as much of the country. You don't really want to go too aggressive right off.
And that helps like if you're not to give you an idea.
Huh?
How much is it taking out of your process? Like we worked up, like new.
Okay. Okay.
Just to get an idea.
Of, sure. Okay. Perfect. Okay. If you're, it's one of those deals where. Okay. See what he's doing? Every time you start, make sure you do that.
Yeah.
Whether you're doing it with air, or you do it with your hand. Once you get those fibers up like this, you get a perfect cut every single time. That should look like that every single time. Mm-hmm. So you got a heavy cut pattern right here. So when you release the cut pattern right here, so you're all good.
After you're done staining, you really need to use that to start to get the work. You always want to move.
People who are wrong in the back pocket,
kind of boils down to efficiency. It's like, do it right the first time, you ain't going to
do it. We're not going to say this at all.
And that's the same thing with it.
Matter of fact, we're going to run over.
Watch this.
You like that?
I would go back to work on it.
I'm
the Mac does have a lot of, it helps a lot more. So a little press of hand, keep a little steady, but the more press that means you're going to get better cut. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a gear drift. They got a lot of ass to them. They really do work. They don't always have
how you articulate the process and how to, you know, work it. Some people are kind of scared of, like, all my birds. It's all about letting you know when it's ready to go. When you buckle the top, move around. I always keep your buckle moving.
Remember, like I'm saying, small two by two sections. So here we go. But you still got some right there. You still got that stuff. You still got that cluster here. So, I would report that cluster and report that line up there. Yeah, I can see that one right there. See that? Yeah. I'd work that area, like, report that area. See that one with the triple on the
I just want Ian's, that it, you know, I want Ian's scratches gone.
Ian's scratches gone?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see your snap back real quick?
Yeah. Like, no higher than that chip and no lower than that.
No, I'm joking.
No. It's bugging me.
Just picture a shoebox. Like, you just bought a fucking pair of shoes, boom. 2x2 errors. We'll let them clean that out with some more products.
For those that are just joining in, why are you using a dry sand versus a wet sand?
Well, we're using a dry sand so you can actually see what you're doing. Water covers up the imperfections, actually covers up what you're trying to get out. So if there was water there, it would hide, the wetness would hide. So you ever seen an old car that was faded out, you wet it down like a wet paint job? Same process.
It's my favorite.
And so so if you can see, so once you sand and you can see the shiny through that, it means you got some more sand in you. And you got a pattern. So once we don't see anything, we pretty much got what we're trying to get out. So like the dirt and the trash there.
I mean, those are pretty deep scratches.
Yeah. What is the applicator called you're using right now?
This is the buff, this is the buff lax, but the one you want is the ash lax.
This?
Oh, it comes, that,
it's just a
manual palm fan.
Yeah. You know what? I think I got that off of, Hi-Tech. I think I just got it off of Hi-Tech. I just saw it on there and just grabbed it.
They cut like that.
You don't, on your buffer or on?
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter. It cuts so quick, it ain't funny. Two swatches.
You go all the way over, so it's normal.
But it's the same, yeah, you know. I mean, you so this is for fine polishing and work. So
you just have that close
fine tuning. You notice how so I pulled back the white on it and it started shining that? That's what that's for. That ash wax, you have to make it stop. That's two different versions of it. You got 2,000 buff lights, you got a 2,000 ash lights. And then you got another one that's for varmint or something like that. You don't want that to get out of the body though. So they got one for different applications. But this one here is perfect for actually fine tuning polishing.
I think this is great.
Yeah.
When we haven't been able to get, like, there's nothing we haven't been able to get out of here.
Yeah. So, but if you notice, you can get it to scratch it out and lift up on it, and it starts to shine the car. That's what it's designed to do. With the ass legs, I mean, it just, it cuts. You gotta polish and stop and look at it. It's a pretty cool aggressive polish. So even though you can see those scratches, the nap from the buffer pad is going to get off in there and womp all that out of there. It's going to actually dig it all out. But what I did was I got rid of the sharp edge, and we're going to melt it like we did this one right here. So we don't have no scratches. You can only see it if the light's on there, but then we'll get in there and pull all that out with a buffer pad. You want to go for it?
Yeah.
But that is perfect for a paint collection.
Yeah. To me, they've been fine.
Okay.
I've never known that they've been fine.
Yeah, to me, if I cut most of the ties loose with that, we're in trouble. They're not ready for it. But that's perfect for them.
So the slower pad is better, right?
Yes.
My turn, you gotta
Yeah, but yeah. Give them more time for that pad contact, the pad contact on the defect area, and it's allowing that product to happen there too. So that's why so it's better. This isn't, you know, like a race or a marathon.
This is 2000.
And then down,
yeah,
you're
right. So what? Right,
here's 2000. Yeah, you're fine.
And that's a pretty cool paper there. I mean, you can ball it up. But it's just, not really paper, it's a fabric.
Got down to, which you didn't probably notice it, but when you got down to his head, he was lifting your pad a little bit, so your entire pad was making 100% contact.
So that's why pad angle is super important, for making sure that it's flat.
As fine as it can, you can get a lot of panels that are making the
process.
Will you stand there next to him?
What is this?
A podcast. Don't let your beard get in the way of the mic. Hook it to your beard, please. Marty, you gotta get this. He's gonna hook it to his beard. And he's holding the polisher between his legs.
Oh shit, hold on, it's the other way.
There we go. He's hooking. There it is. Wow. That's good.
You like that?
I like that. Now, don't be that guy that gets the beard wrapped in the polisher.
Not that long.
So when you, from the time, walk me through
walk me through the time you,
my customer comes in, schedule their appointment.
Yeah.
I got it. We got an appointment book. And then when we tow the car, I've got a sheet of paper that I fill out that I put my mileage, the temperature, the humidity,
a piece
what
of paper,
I use.
Right?
And then I have it on that paper, and I hand it to my secretary, and then she'll input it daily into our Excel spreadsheet that's got their information. So I can pull up, like, to the left, and look up for DJ, and it'll pull up DJ, all your cars that we've done every year. And I've got every time I washed it, every time you come in, I've got your phone number there, and I can look at it and say, well, we use this pad, and then 6 months later, this thing is doing this. I don't have notes in there about if it was raining out. If it was 25 degrees outside, but it's 75 in the shop with the heater, what?
Okay, so you, okay, so start to finish in your customer experience, you read the client, but you write it all on paper, right?
Yeah.
And then you give it to your secretary to input it into Excel, mm-hmm. and then you extract the data that way.
Yeah.
So if there was a way when you're at the client, when you're, imagine you doing the piece of paper thing, when you're inputting it, at that time, it goes into, you can export it into Excel and then pull data that way. So you cut out the time and you give it to your secretary so she can input the data.
I'm doing it all myself
right.
at the car because like we'll be in the shop and here and I've got my, where I keep my keys, like my keys are clipped to the clipboard
right.
that's that car.
Right.
And then I'm writing it all down. And the other day, like if I had that deal, where I had my phone, anything where I could punch it in, and then all their stuff's right there.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
losing information. See, that's the way I keep my dealership stuff too, because their dealer, some dealership cars, like certain ones, I know I'm going to see again because I know they're selling it to
yeah.
And I've already got a history of that car, of what that, what's been done to that car before they've even bought it. I need that. And I need all their info and keep
man,
all their
yeah.
email, phone.
We just on the guy's cell phones, iPads. I mean, they put it all in. And if I'm in California, like or Florida on vacation, I can see immediately when they submitted that form, it'll pop up and say new form or whatever. Or when someone books a detail for us, like we're at the airport. So whenever someone goes to the valet at the Tulsa International Airport, you know, they can choose a detail service from us. So once they submit on that airport app that they want a detail, we get a dispatch immediately to our phone so a technician gets that.
And you know.
And we know what, yeah, with all the information inputted into it. So, yeah, we're working on getting it available, but it's just, we want it to be right.
So yours is a little different, but it'll still work for me at my one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I need it for
it's
information.
So, it's so custom. And that's the, so some people aren't as nerdy because we had this program launched to where, but it was so nerdy to where you would understand it, but most people would be like, that's too much data to go through. But there's so much information you can pull from the system we use, it's ridiculous. Like, if you're a data person, this, like, I might, like, we might talk around on, you know, one-to-one, and I might help you out on the side because, like, the system is dope. We just, you know, before we launch it to anything, you know, I don't know.
Is it all, you got a phone base where you can zip it back or like
yeah.
you can send it to
it's
your,
all
because that's what I'm wondering.
It's all cloud-based. Everyone has
okay.
all the same page. All
right. That's
so any truck can know, any person can know what's up, whatever.
Yeah. See, and I'm wanting to be able to have that on scheduling because I'm in a small town. I'll go to Walmart. You'll walk up and go, I'm going to wash my car Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know. You have to call tomorrow because
oh,
I don't
know, dude.
And I hate
well,
that. But
that alone, I just use square appointments. Square appointments.
Okay, square, you like, because square is,
yeah.
I love square. And we've started doing time cards, everything's in square.
Sign up to the appointment.
Okay, square. All right. Okay.
Just do it, and then I'll, if you need help on how to set it up, I'll help you. But
okay.
just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Square.
Well,
just do it.
That's a done deal. That's like, my secretary's even like,
Just do it.
Okay.
Just set it up, do it for real, and then if you need help on how to set it up to your liking, I'll help you.
Okay.
But
and I love tracking stuff because I want to know.
I mean, it's $50 a month. That's what people are like, oh man, I don't give the crap.
Well, there's another, a guy contacted us. Well, I saw on Facebook some dude that has programs.
So, are you going to stand, bro? You going to get in there?
I had a little taste.
A little something. All right.
Just learning.
Oh, whatever.
I'm still learning.
You know how to stand.
is this the one that you do what work? Does he work for you?
He works for me now, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you're the one that says he's always got a smile on his face.
Dude, literally, always.
Yeah.
That wouldn't even get a picture. I should have been here. I should have picked a picture of you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm walking.
That wasn't even a real. His dude, I'll come into work in the morning in a bad mood. And like, this dude will walk up. Hey, Jay, with this huge smile. I'm like, oh my God, I can't help but smile now. Like,
see, I'm a
morning. I hate it. He's like my coffee.
I like it. Everybody, when I come in, our job at work is I say, good morning, sunshine. Every time he walks in,
yeah.
It's good morning, sunshine. And this, I was sick last week one day, and I got there, and usually I got all the buckets out, everything go.
Yeah,
I gotta go. I got my coffee. And I'm sitting in the chair with my cup of coffee. Just sitting there. And my secretary walked in, looked, she goes, good morning, sunshine. And I was like, all right, I feel better.
Yeah,
like,
there you
that's
go.
That's all I need to hear. And, yeah, man, I just listened to part of that podcast on the way up here where he was talking about you.
Your energy, dude, is crazy, side.
Yeah, I mean, just, especially working with the team, you know, you just gotta.
But you understand that. You understand you got to bring that. No matter how bad it may be, you got to bring that positive out.
It's not easier to keep it for yourself.
Right.
It's for yourself first.
I love that philosophy. I love it.
You don't keep working for somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a really good turnout.
Yeah, look at that.
It doesn't hurt for my day. It's a
really good turnout.
I told myself when I became home boss, I would never want to be that guy.
And you see
that. A lot of new people. There's from OKC. Yeah, OKC. Yeah. They drove all the way from Oklahoma City. That's like an hour and 45 minute drive. And they still gotta go home. That's so cool.
You can tell yourself, you work a lot better when you're happy. You're in a good mood, you work better.
So the guy's fine over here, like, hey, do you want to sit on the side? I'm like, Sai's getting his own truck soon, so I don't know. He's gonna run his own show here in a minute.
With part of my when I hire guys, we sit down about the second interview, I tell them, in 2 weeks, we're going to sit down and talk to each other. And if you and I don't jive, I go, I'm not going to come to work and hate you. I was like, I'll tell you right then. I said, we're going to separate our ways and we're still going to be buddies. It's going to be okay. And I go, I want you to tell me. If you don't like me, you tell me.
Right.
I was like, don't be. That's boss, not boss. I was like, you come in and you like, I hate walking in here every morning because you're bouncing off when I was happy. I was like, dude, you don't do it. I was like, it'll be okay because I'll see you Walmart and I'll see your mama. I'll still say hi and it'll be okay. I said, don't get it to where I see you and I'm like, I'm fixing to punch you in the face.
Right.
I was like, I'm not going to do it. I said, I will not come to work and be like that. And I've had two guys manage things for me and we're okay. And they just didn't call or they thought they was going to come in and play. It didn't happen.
All right, we are finished up. Had a great time here at the sanding workshop. I know it was probably some rough audio, but put yourself in that spot like you were here with us. That's what we were trying to do. Just some raw footage of being here at the sanding workshop. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hey, don't forget freebeersema.com. We would love to have a beer with you and talk about detailing and everything going on in your world. Hey, make it a great night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.